Major Neurocognitive Disorder. Overview.
We all have an idea in our head of what dementia is, but there are a few key points that we need to remember here. First thing that we need to remember is that it has a new name. It is called the Major Neurocognitive Disorder now. So dementia, or major neurocognitive disorder, is an acquired process that causes significant impairment in one or more cognitive domains that in turn affects the patient's ability to live a normal life. And we tend to think of dementia as affecting memory, and while of course this is definitely a common issue in dementia, it isn't the only symptom of the process.
No. We need to focus on other domains that can be affected, or we might not pick up some of the early clues. So just to make sure that you're doing okay, Cardi B, I'm going to do a little bit of a skill testing routine here. Are you ready?
I feel like I'm about to fail a dementia exam, but yes, shoot.
You'll be good. I know. You're fine. So I'm going to give you a cognitive domain, and you are going to tell me what the heck that actually means, okay? Okay, let's get rolling. Number one, agnosia.
All right, that is one of my favorite words, and it means problems recognizing or identifying objects despite normal sensory function.
Number two, aphasia.
That's problems with understanding or producing language.
Right again. And number three, the last of the A's, apraxia.
And that's when you have problems carrying out movements or certain actions, even though you have a normal underlying sensory or motor function.
The last one that I'm pretty sure many of us suffer from, and that is the impairment in executive function.
Yes, this is where I fail miserably. So this is problems initiating, planning, and organizing, basically carrying out daily tasks.
And something that we clinicians do that's incorrect is we often assume that any confusion in an elderly patient represents an underlying dementia, and this is not true. So we are lucky, in order to help us figure out what the cause of an elderly person's confusion is very smart people have come up with a handy dandy mnemonic, and that mnemonic is dementia, D-E-M-E-N-T-I-A. D for drugs, E for eyes and ears, M, metabolic, E, emotional, N, neoplasm or neurologic, T, trauma, I, infection and inflammatory, A, it's anemia, atherosclerosis, and Alzheimer's. So remember that if you're seeing what you think is a dementia, might not actually be a dementia.
Yeah, and a key thing to remember going along that topic is that while it's common to see dementia in older patients, not all of our elders will develop it. And also it can occur at a younger age in cases of alcoholics, early onset Alzheimer's, lots of different groups. So we always need to be thinking about dementia as a possibility. And if you get to the point where you think your patient has dementia, then of course you can't just stop there. You need to figure out what type of dementia they have, whether it's Alzheimer's, vascular, all those long lists that we'll get to in future chapters.
Let's quickly talk about some of the common medical tests we can do for a patient who we think might have dementia. They are CBC, thyroid studies, creatinine, lights, vitamin B12, LFTs, and urinalysis. And don't forget the syphilis screen, and in some centers they recommend an HIV screen as well.
As far as imaging is concerned, this is surprisingly a very controversial topic in the area of dementia. There's the occasional guideline that recommends not screening with CT head, but the vast majority of physicians in the United States are ordering a CT head, and many upon many are ordering MRIs as well. So let's hope this does not come up as a board topic, but if it does, safe bet to go with at least a CT head.
And one final comment in this overview is that we need to remember to screen all patients in whom we suspect dementia for depression. Depression is an incredibly common mimic for dementia, and we do not want to miss this diagnosis.